Today on Gardening in a Minute, tree pruning for hurricanes. We've all seen the destruction hurricanes can wreak on Florida's homes and landscapes. To minimize your chances of getting hurricane damage, hire a certified arborist to prune your trees before the hurricane season. The arborist will remove dead branches that can fall on houses, cars, and people. They'll shorten overly long branches and eliminate branches with cracks and those that are poorly attached to the tree. Branches with the same diameter as the trunk will be shortened, and the outer edge of the canopy will be thinned, making your tree less likely to be blown over. Low branches that are close to your roof should be removed or shortened as well. Be sure to have your trees evaluated by a professional every 2 years. For more information about pruning trees for hurricanes and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, preparing for summer. It's no secret that Florida gets steamy in the summertime, so you should tackle certain gardening chores now, before the weather gets too hot. Start by cutting back any leggy or overgrown plants, and remove dead or dying branches from trees and shrubs. If you have yet to fertilize your lawn this year, now's the time to do so. Be sure to follow recommended application rates for your particular grass. You can inject a splash of color by planting heat-loving annuals like coleus, salvia, tyrinia, and ornamental pepper. Harmful insects become more active as the weather warms, so start scouting now for signs of potential pests. Finally, it's the dry season. Check your irrigation system to make sure it's working properly and water as needed, according to local watering restrictions. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, predators and parasites in the garden. Gardeners don't like finding pest insects in their gardens. The good news is that specific types of beneficial insects can help keep them in check. Predatory insects are beneficial because they feed directly on aphids and other pest insects. Common predatory insects include lacewings, lady beetles, and praying mantids. Parasites are another type of beneficial insect. Most parasites are wasps or flies. They lay eggs either in or on the body of their specific host insects. For example, Lara wasps lay their eggs on the bodies of mole crickets, which are known to be serious turf grass pests. As larvae develop, they consume their hosts. So if you choose to use pesticides, be sure to do so responsibly. You don't want to cause these beneficial insects any harm. For more information about this, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, starting your landscape design. Designing your own landscape can be a rewarding and fun experience. But before you start drawing a master plan, remember that planning can make all the difference. First, spend some time thinking about how you plan to use your garden. Next, inventory your site. Walk around and mark down what you want to keep or change. Note plants, soil types, views, pathways, and other elements. Pay special attention to sun and shade patterns and drainage. Take rough measurements and draw a map of your site. Include the house and other buildings, utilities, driveways, and paths, and any landscape elements you want to keep. Finally, use the information you gather during the site analysis to start drawing ideas on your site map. Remember to put the right plant in the right place. For more information about landscape design and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, designing low-water use landscapes. Water is a precious resource that we all need. To conserve water, design your Florida-friendly landscape to thrive mainly on rainfall. When planning your landscape, use the oasis approach, placing high-maintenance plants in areas with the most visual impact, like entranceways and patios. These areas of your landscape will need the most care. Group plants that have similar water needs together in the rest of your landscape. If you have an irrigation system, you can set individual zones for different water requirements. Use a 2-3 inch layer of mulch in your planting beds to help keep moisture in. Choose drought-tolerant plants and consider a drought-tolerant turf, such as Bahia. To help protect our environment, take the smart approach to landscaping and plan ahead to use less water. For more information about Florida-friendly practices and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.